In Parshas Lech Lecha, Perek Yud Zayin, V'Efreisi Oscha B'Ma'od Ma'od V'Saticha L'Goyim U'Malachim Imcha Yetzeu V'Akimosi Es Brisi B'Niu V'Encha U'Bein Zaracha Cherecha L'Dorosom L'Vrisolom Lios Lecha L'Elokim U'Lazaracha Cherecha V'Nasati Lecha L'Zarecha Achrecha Es Eretz Megurecha Es Kol Eretz Knan L'Achuzas Olam V'Ayisi Lachem L'Elokim. This is the introduction to the mitzvah of Bris Milah, and it includes in the background many different promises, including Eretz Yisrael as an achuzas olam, an eternal possession of the Jewish people. Vayomer Elokim el Avram, v'atos brisi tishmor, zos brisi, himolachem kol zachar, unamaltem, es besor arlaschem, V'hoyeli os bris peiniu v'enechem. Ben shmonas yamim nimol lachem kol zachar l'doroseichem. And then immediately, Vayikach Avram, es yishmol b'no, ves kol yulidei veso, ves kol miknas kasvo, kol zachar me'anshe beis Avram, v'yomol es psar olosom, v'yetzem ayom azek, asher diber ito elokim, v'avram ben tishim, v'teisha shonim, v'imolo besar olosom. The connection between the background, the promises, and the mitzvah of Milah itself is emphasized by Rabbeinu Bachai in his Kada Kemach Milah. Zochu Yisrael b'mitzvah zos shimuchzekes b'yodom uba huftuchu al sholosh matonos. Klal Yisrael has accepted upon themselves this mitzvah, passed it on from generation to generation, and through this mitzvah, Hashem promises three different great gifts. Number one, Al Malchus Beis David Shaloti Posek. Number two, Al Matnas Ha'oretz Sheti Alehem Lachuzas Olam. And finally, number three, Al Hashchina Sheti Ashora B'Yisrael. And Rabbi Bachai goes through the Pesukim and he shows how each one of these gifts is hinted at in the Pesukim. U'molachim Mimcha Yetzeu is an allusion to King David and all those kings who came from David. Of course, the gift of the land is pretty explicit here. V'nasati l'chol zarecha achrecha, l'zarecha achrecha es eretz megurecha, etc., etc., achuzas olam. And finally, v'yisi lachem l'okim, according to Rabbein Bechai, that is an allusion to Ashras Hashchina. Says Rabbein Bechai, beer, it's clear, Shetia Oretz Yisrael Achuzas Olam Shelo Yeshua V'Shelo Yoshvuha Rakem. In other words, no other nation will be able to settle the land and bequeath it to their descendants, just Klal Yisrael. V'im Ula Yiglu Mimena, and even if the people of Israel have to be exiled from the land, Yashuvay Leather, return to the land, Ki Achuzas Olam Hilahem. This is an eternal possession for the Jewish people. V'lo la Ovdei Galilim, and not for the other nations of the world. V'zehu Simon Gadol Yisrael, Shemiyom Shegolu Mimena Lo Nisyashva Sham Uma Klal. What a beautiful Simon, a proof, a wondrous proof to the Jewish claim to the land of Israel and to all the divine promises, because from the day that we went into exile, no nation was successful in settling the land. Hi chareva ushmama. This is one of those famous proofs, like in the Discovery Program, that the Torah is true, the divine promises are true. Why is it that the nations of the world were incapable of settling the land? It was always Charevo Shmama. And now he uses a very poetic license. Ad sheyashuvu efrocheha lesocha. Like the baby chicks that come back to the nest, to their mother nest. The land of Israel, the nest of the Jewish people, is waiting, anticipating the return of its people, and loyal to the people. This is a fundamental proof, a phenomenon, and then Mark Twain sent a letter from the land of Palestine, you know, saying how he couldn't believe how desolate the land was. and all the nations of the world desire the land, and yet no one was successful in really establishing any permanent settlement in the land. Ashrei Ha'am, says Rabbeinu Bachai, how fortunate is the nation, Shehuvtach, that was promised B'Shalosh Matanos, Elu, these three great divine promises, Malchus Beis David Shaloti Pasek Li'olam, Shetia Eretz HaKadosh Alehem Levadam, Matana Lachuzas Olam, Shetia Shechina Shorah Bahem. And all these things, these three dimensions of Malchus Beis David, of Eretz HaKadosha, as an Achuzas Olam, of the Shechina, Lo Zachu Shum Uma Me'avot Ovdas Golil, none of the nations of the world were suitable, would merit these gifts. And therefore David says, Ashrei, in Tehillim, Kuf Mem Dalet, Ashrei Ha'am, Shekocha Lo Ashem, Shashem Alokov. The special people, the chosen nation. Mila is counted by the Sefer HaChinuch as the second mitzvah in Taryag. He says, Yesh ba mitzvah saseh. This is a mitzvah in Parshas Lech Lecha, mitzvah Mila. And he says, Harbe mitzvahs kamoche nichpulu b'makomos harbe b'tor v'kulum l'tzorech. He says that the mitzvah Mila is repeated in Parshas Isha ki tazria, u'bayom ha'shmini yimo b'sara loso, and many mitzvahs like that, that the Torah gives the mitzvah and repeats the mitzvah, and each one, each repetition is necessary and is justified for a certain reason, and that's what Chazal are going to interpret. Then he discusses the Shor She'an mitzvah, and this is the presentation that we have today. And I wanted to thank my friend, Rabbi Shachter, Rabbi Rob, Ruvain Shachter, for collecting these makoros together from the Rishonim, all of whom try to understand the Shoresh and the meaning of the mitzvah of Mila. And we'll soon see the Akedis Yitzchak is the one who really made this into his magnum opus, his almost his PhD thesis, to try to understand the nature of the mitzvah of Mila. The Sefer HaChinuch writes, Mishor She'an mitzvah, Ratzah Hashem Yisrael l'kvor ba'am asher hivdil lios. Hashem wanted to find a way of separating the people of Israel, distinguishing them, a havdola, because Nikral Shmo, this is the nation that Hashem's name will be called upon. And he created an os kavua begufam, something that's in their physical body, lahavdilam, to separate them mishara amim in tsuras gufam, just like he moved dolmeim b'tsuras nafshoseim, just like there's a difference between the Jewish nation in their neshamas, in their souls, so too there's a difference in their guf. Asher motzam umavoam eno shove, the way they go in, the way they go out, is different, is unique. Their entire behavior pattern is special, is reflective of this nation as a unique nation. V'nikba ha-hevdil, and why did Hashem choose that particular place of the body as the place to have this oath, this sign that's unique and indicates the identity of a Jew? L'fishi sibo l'kiyum amin. Because when you're talking about a nation, you're talking about propagation and procreation. You're talking about father to son and so forth and so on. That's the place of the body that, of course, is going to bring about the Kiyum Amin. Milvad sheyesh bo tashlum tzuras haguf. Even on a physical level, it is an act of circumcision that perfects the body, the tzur of the body. And ha'om nivchar chafetz Hashem yisprach lahashlim tchunaso. Hashem chose this nation and he desires to give a certain extra perfection in the tchuna, in the nature of the people. V'ratzalios ha'ashlama yidei Adam. And God saw it fit that this process of perfecting should be implemented by man himself. Lo baro sholem mi beten. And God deliberately made man imperfect as he's born into this world. Lirmos elav. And this is a message to man. Ki kasher tashlum tzuras gufa yodo. in the same way, to the same extent, he's called upon through the mitzvah of milah to perfect his body, the tzuras haguf, kein, so too, biyodo lahashlim tzuras nafsho, in the spiritual sense, he has to perfect his nefesh, behechsher pulosov, through his actions. Now we want to take a look at the Kuzari, and we're looking at Maimar Aleph Kuftes Vov. Obviously, the Kuzari of Yudal Levi is trying very hard to explain the mitzvahs to the Melech Kazar, who's asking, he's curious about the mitzvahs of the Torah. And he mentions, the Kuzari mentions that Mitnaya Milavis Sibosea She Yizkar Tomit Ki Oselukin. There has to be an oath, some sort of sign, that will serve as a constant reminder. And therefore, some Elohim be Ever Ataiva Agoveres, the sign would be placed in that limb of the body, that part of the body that has or houses a desire, a lust, which can overcome man and just derail him from the proper behavior and the actions. Ligbar Oleh as a mention to him, as a reminder to him that he should overcome these desires. V'lo Yishtamishpa, and he should use these desires and channel them Elikaroi in the proper fashion. Banocha Zazera B'makom Aroi. Make sure that his Zera is placed in the right place. The Esaroi at the right moment. V'kasharoi, and when it's fitting. And then Ulai, hopefully, Yeh Zera Matzliach. He will succeed. Yitzlach lekabel ha'inyan Eloki. He will be able to receive the Shechina, the divine element, into his body and elevate him. Mishadovek b'derech hazeilo ulezaro chelek gadol min akurva. This will guarantee, if he takes the message of the Mila to heart, his kurva, the possibility of coming close to Hashem. And here, we're going to take a look at a Gemara in Nedarim, on Daf Lamed Aleph on Beis. This is the famous Agadata that praises the mitzvah of Milah and tells you how great the mitzvah of Milah is. We have so many mitzvahs, and very rarely do we find that a mitzvah is singled out by Chazal, who describe its greatness, praising, heaping praises upon the mitzvah, like, for example, tshuva. How great is tshuva? How great is the mitzvah of tzitzis? There are other mitzvahs. And here, in the case, the Gemara is on Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer Me'usa Arla Shenis Ganuba Rishoyim. When the Torah speaks about Arelim, those who are uncircumcised, it speaks very harshly about them, using that word Arelim, Arel, as a pejorative term to describe evildoers. And the Gemara goes on to quote a number of psukim all over Tanakh. Yirmiyahu Anovi says, Ki kol ha-goyim Arelim. Shmuel says, Ha-plishti ha-Arel azeh. And later on in the same Sefer Shmuel, Pental lozna benos ha-relim. It's a very negative term. On the positive side, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Gdola Mila, how great is Mila Sheyud Gimel Brisos Nichrisu Aleha. And the Bris appears 13 times in this parasha. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Gdola Mila Sheydocha Shavas HaChamura. Imagine, one of the most severe violations of the Torah is desecrating the Shabbos, but for the sake of Mila, will desecrate the Shabbos. Shows you how great Mila is. Rabbi Nechemi Omer, Gdola Mila Shedoches HaNegoyim. Normally, if there's a nega on a part of a body, you're not allowed to cut off that body. What if there's a nega on the part of the body for the Bris Mila? We do the Bris Mila. I'm not sure why Rabbi Nechemi has to add that. Where does that go beyond Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi's already told us how great Mila is, that it's Docha Shabbos, but maybe you might see Shabbos as Hutra. The Torah stepped aside for the sake of certain mitzvahs and repealed, so to speak, the violation of Shabbos. We lowered the standard, but in the case of Nega, the Nega is in his body, and how can you cut it off? It's a separate Isur Lav. and you're in effect circumventing the laws of Tzaraas. Rabbi Yeshua Mer Gdola Mila Shlo Nitna Lo LeMoshe Olaf Yilusha Achas. Moshe Rabbeinu was castigated, was taken to task on the fact that his children were not circumcised, and there wasn't even a minute to spare. It was absolutely urgent. We'll see in Mitzvah Shem, the sheet of some Rishonim, that every minute that he delays Mila beyond the Zman of Mila is a Chiv Kares. Rabbi Meir Omer Gdola Mitzvah Mila Shekala Mitzvah Shasav Ram Vino L'Nikra Shole. Avram Vinu did all the mitzvahs of the Torah according to Chazal, but he was never called a Sholem until Ad Shemol Shenemer Es Halech Lefarav Yisamim V'Etna Brisi Beini Uveinecha. Now we're ready for the bris, because now Avram Vinu, you've clinched, you've arrived at Shlemus, at perfection through the Mila. G'dola Mila Shel Mole Hi Lo Barak HaShpach Solomo. It's because of Mila that Hashem created the world. Shenemar Poskid Yirmiyo, Im Lo Brisi, Is Yomam Valayla Chukol Shomayim Vaoretz Lo Samti. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Gdola Mila Shishkula Kineged Kol Mitzvah Shabbator, Shenemar, Hine Dama Bris Asher Karas Hashem Imachem Al Kol Advar Ma'ele. How great is Mila that if you put the 612 on one side of the scale and Mila on the other, it would even up the scales. And now we turn to the Rambam Mimor Nevuchim Chelik Gimel Perek Mem Tes to try to get again an insight into the meaning of Mila and its goal, its purpose. He says, "V'chein haMila etzli echad mi'atamim l'mayit haMishkal u'lahachshlish zeh ha'ever." The Torah wants a person to be in control of his sexual appetite, and that's what Mila is meant to accomplish. She might be mysization, go crazy over the act and be totally given over to pursue this pleasure constantly. It has to be curbed, it has to be disciplined. Chazal have already indicated that to perfect the human body we need Mila. Umatza kol cholek makom lachlok velomar. Those who are a little bit, suspicious of this logical argument, they say, well, how could it be that God in nature creates something that's imperfect, that she's tarchu lashlim b'chut, so we have to do an external act to complete fix up nature and perfect it? And he says the following. My answer, says the Rambam, to this argument is that lo nitna mitzvah zula hashlim chisrona abriya. We should not put the emphasis here on fixing, on improving creation. It's not the physical, biological element here that is significant, but rather la hashlim chisrona midos. This is more of an ethical perfection. Hanezaka hu agufni amagil ever hahu hu amachuvan. In effect, you could call Mila a nezek. I mean, it is a physical injury. There is blood that comes out. There is a certain danger to the body. But hamachuvan, but the purpose of it all is asher lo yafsid bo dover min ha'pu'ulo shebahen amidas ha'ish. He should not lose anything that this eiver is critical for. It has no negative repercussions as far as procreation is concerned, but rather, through the Mila, there'll be a lack or a limitation on the taiva yisera, on that extra desire and pleasure and pleasure-seeking lust, alatzok, goes beyond the needs of man. Vehayos hamila machleshes koach hakoshi upa'am shetichaser anah. It may limit the physical pleasure element in the act of procreation, and nevertheless, that's what Hashem wants. Hashem ki ever sheyishpoch domo veyusar machseu mitchilas briaso yachlos b'lisofek. It will have, without a doubt, this impact of limiting or weakening that pleasure element in the act of intercourse. And then he quotes Chazal, Gemara and Sota, to prove that there's an extra element of physical pleasure in the case of an Orel who's uncircumcised. And Chazal say that Hanivelis L'Orel Kasha Lifrosh Mimenu. There's an extra pleasure. It's very hard to, if there's an Orel, if the Orelus is there. And he says that this is the reason, in my opinion, for the main reason for the mitzvah of Mila. Look at a personality, a towering giant of someone who began with the mitzvah of Mila. It's Avraham Avinu. He was known to have a certain yira, a reverence, a fear of sin. And Chazal repeat that over and over again. And in the area of modesty, he says, Hinei no yodati ki eishes yifas toar, yifas mara'at. Until now, he wasn't so into her beauty, that didn't interest him. That didn't catch his attention. What called his attention about sorrow was that she was Yiska, she was Socha Baruch HaKodesh, her spiritual personality as a giant. That's what he loved. Then he says that there's another element in Mila, which is also very important. There's got to be some physical element in the body that gathers together the people, a sign in the body that indicates that you belong to the Anshei Amunah, to those who have faith, to those who believe in the Yichud Hashem, in the oneness of God, the unity of God, v'lo yuchlu misha'enu lehem lomar mehem v'hu nachri. You know, no one could imposter the Jew and present the Jew as if he present himself as if he was Jewish. Ki pa'amim yasa ha'odam kein kidei la'giel to'el. Sometimes a non-Jew will want to present himself and an imposter and present himself as a Jew for some purpose that he has to achieve. And it might be even because he's an enemy of the Jewish people, but he needs to get in there. Who's going to circumcise themselves? That's those who have this true faith in God. It's a senet, it's an incision into the body, it's a kviya, it's a wound. Inyan shei kasha ma'od, it's going to be very difficult for the goyim to try to do that in order to imitate the Jews and make believe that they're imposters. We saw it by Shechem, you know, they tried to go through Mila and they were very weak. V'yadu agam, rov ha'ava v'ezer ha'nimtza ba'noshim shem kulam b'simon echad. He says, when people have one simon and they gather together as a group, it creates a certain bonding and a certain love. And especially if the group is dedicated to this bris, to the covenant, and the mila is the covenant, ha'shakos Avraham Avinu al amunas yichud Hashem. This covenant was entered into by Avram because of his belief in the unity of God. V'chol misha yimo, any child, and certainly an adult who subjects or is subjected to circumcision, that's the key to enter into the briso shel Avram Avinu. The bris of Avram Avinu represents the bris of faith in God, of Yichud Hashem, the oneness of God, Lios L'chol Elokim, it's a mice of Kabbalah Sol Malach Shemayim, that Hashem is my God, and has an impact for all generations. Zeu Gamkein, Inyan Chazak, he says, I don't like the second explanation any much less than the first explanation. The second explanation is just as good, maybe it's even better than the first explanation. And now the Rambam in his Mor Nevuchim wants to address the question, why do we fulfill this mitzvah when the child is only 8 days old? He's so young. And his first explanation, he says that if we would wait till the child is older, then perhaps the child would be afraid of going through this circumcision and this painful operation, and he would refrain from doing it. Number two, he says the pain for a child, insofar as his skin is a little bit softer, is less severe than it is for a gadol, for a more mature individual. He says, "Agadol yefached." On a psychological level, the older person is overwhelmed by fear. V'yirod, he starts shaking because of the idea of putting a knife to his body. And not only that, he has a koch hadimyon. He's already imagining all the pain and so forth and so on. The Rambam goes on to embellish this idea. He says, as far as a katan is concerned, then his parents are not yet so attached to him. Lo hischazka adayin atzura dimyonis hamevil lehov oso yilodov. The love of a child for a parent is going to develop and intensify with time. And that creates what the Rambam calls tzura dimyonis. He knows sefes tamid buri'iya. You know, the more he sees his child, and he fondles the child, he loves the child, he embraces the child, his love for the child gets more intense. The gedelim gdulasa, the older the child gets, the greater is the love the parent has for the child. The achar kein taschil lehischoser uli mochos gam kein. He keeps going on, and if the child is older, it's very hard for the parent to bring the child to this pain. You know, the parent has not yet become attached and familiar, and he hasn't yet binded so much with the child, he hasn't seen the child that much. And how much more so when you consider the fact that it's the father's responsibility to implement the milah. You don't want to put the father into that situation where he just can't get himself to put the child through this pain. And why do we wait till the eighth day, says the Rambam, kol bali chayim, all animals and human beings, kshiyulad, when they're born, cholish miyod b'tachlis lechuso, they're too weak in the first week of their lives, and ad sof shivas yomim, their weakness would put the child into danger. Oz yimna miroi avira olam, they need to breathe the air of the world a little bit longer. And this is true even, says the Rambam, in the animal kingdom, shivas yom yeh im imo. The child, the newborn, should be with his mother for a week. Ke'ilu kodem zehu nefel, as if he's not yet a viable being until after that week. And this applies to animals and it applies to human beings. And therefore the Torah says, let's wait that full week. Now I mentioned earlier that the Akedas Yitzchak, he lived about 5 centuries ago, he writes a magnum opus on the mitzvah of milah, and he offers 7 different explanations for the mitzvah of milah. I don't know if we'll have time for all of them, but we'll see what we can do. He talks about he calls it the mitzius of all B'nai Bris that have this Bris, Roshem Nifla B'chlolam, L'Hiskasha Kula B'Kesher Ava Nosefes Al Kol Zulosam. And this is an idea that we saw in a germ form in the Rambam. He develops it and embellishes it, that the people go through this Bris and they connect to each other, L'Hiskasha Kula B'Kesher Ava, in a love bond, and this is a connection with another Jew that doesn't have its parallel towards a guy. You don't feel that connected to a guy that you do to a Jew. He says, Yazru Zemizeh creates a social entity, a harmony, a brotherhood in which Kol Tzor Chachayim, each one cares about the next one. And that's the Tov Achrechi Lo'odom B'chol Kitoseyam. There are different groups, sociological, socio-political groups and financial groups of Jews, different categories, but the Mila connects all of them. Lashirim, it doesn't matter how much money you have, you still undergo a bris Mila. And he goes on to talk about the poor people, the Dalim, and each one has to help the other one. There's a certain affinity here, because in the case of Lashirim, they have to be afraid of those bandits and evildoers who want to steal their money. And in the case of the Dalim, of the poor people, then, again, to protect them against Shod Aniyim, and to help them financially, Na'arim, Lahotzia Misichlusam, Hayinukis, V'chatas Haniurim. Everyone has their challenge in life. The children have to overcome those temptations of the Eitzahara that are typical of childhood and adolescence, Lizkenim, Li'ozram L'smocham, because they're weak as a result of old age. V'hinei l'fisha rotza kodesh baruch hu l'zakos es yisrael l'harbos l'antoru mitzvus asher l'kiyumam tzrichim mi'od l'he'ozer elu me'elu. They need to form a unity in fulfilling all the mitzvahs, and Hashem wants the Jewish people to have many merits and many mitzvahs. Is therefore nosaf al yesa anyonim. There are many different dimensions and positive ones for Mila. Hachochma Elokis l'sorkam v'sikra achas Elokis, that they should all be joined together in one, like in one perspective, so to speak, in one vision, in one image. Tiasiba asuma lahosif ahava, that's going to generate a tremendous love. Beinam l'chaver, amongst the people. L'tavech ha-shalom, it will be an intermediary, an agent for peace. Beinayim, Leo slave echod, they should be one. Harmony and unity. Likro kulam b'shem Eloheim, asheru baal brisam, they're all called on the name of their God, and there's a bris now that they all belong to between them and the Ribono Shel Olam. Nosim Chosmo, they're holding on, they're carrying in their body the very seal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yishmu bris shalom zeh lazeh, that creates a certain almost fraternity which they feel for each other, and they have peace and harmony with each other without rebelling against each other. The Navi says, "Lo av echad l'kulam, we all have one father. Is madua nivgod ish b'echav? Why should one Jew rebel, so to speak, against another Jew? V'heyos ha'dimyon v'hayachas mahava ha'ava, and this generates a certain love, and that's why the mitzvah mila is so meaningful." And here he refers to the Rambam, Mor Nevuchim, and to the Gemara Nedarim that we mentioned in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, G'dola Mila Shenichrusu Alea Shloshes Rei Brisos, She'im Sheha Mispar Hazeh Nimtso Bo Azkaras HaBris Beparshas Mila Yaflig Lahoros L'chol Bali Seichel Ki Lios Dover Shekol Abinyon Toli Olav L'chazek Yiseidosov B'yud Gimel Masmerim, that the foundations of our nation, our relationship with Hashem, is this bris that is mentioned 13 times over. And that chizuk for the bris is going to be kover masmerim, he says, that's what it means, toeles ha'ava v'asholom bein korsei ha'bris. So Mila then strengthens the foundations of Klal Yisrael, and the ultimate goal here is the Av and the Shalom amongst the Korsei HaBris, those who enter into the Bris. Then he goes on and he speaks about a different purpose of Bris Mila, and that is to limit and harness that lust and that desire for pleasure, unbridled pleasure. And we saw this, seen this already in the Rambam. He quotes the Gemara in Sota that the Rambam had quoted earlier, that develops Le'akum Kosha Lifrosh, and to curb and discipline this desire for pleasure. And he says that, in a sense, this pleasure, this area of existence, is something that is central. It brings, it drags with it all other physical, material pleasures. It's really central in that sense. And when the skin is removed, the foreskin from the organ, he says, then Hamoser Yishara Koch Al Shovyo, he'll have the koch that he needs, and he will not be damaged in any way by it. And this is the remez of Rav Yossi and Masechet Nedarim, Gdola Milish Yidocha Shabbos Achamura. That meal is so great that on the eighth day, if it's Shabbos, it overrides the Shabbos. Ki im hayos shadinu kein, shalagodol mailas hamila bizman dochas hashabbos, we call kom remez biyofi mitzitzoso, shamila docha ribui hakosei fa'arvus l'taivas hachomrius, taivas hamishkal. And he says the following, that when you think about Shabbos, Shabbos is a day which we dedicate to Oneg Shabbos, to enjoying the pleasures of the Shabbos, and Mila is there in a certain funny sense to, as a contrast. It's Docha Ribui Ha'arvus L'Taivus. So Shabbos gives us an opportunity to channel and uplift these pleasures and elevate them to pleasures of Avodas Hashem, of Kavod HaShabbos. Mila comes, on the contrary, to limit and downplay these taivos. You know, it's like a sur meira asei tov. Sometimes we channel the chumrius, the physicality, by elevating it with mitzvahs, and Shabbos is a great example. But sometimes we need to use the prisha and the kedusha and the sanctity of refraining and separating and disciplining our pleasures. That's the level, and that he says is even greater. It's docha Shabbos. If Shabbos represents the kumva, say the positive, then curbing and disciplining those taivas through mila represents the opposite of the, in a sense, the sur meira. It's docha Shabbos. Then he says, and this is quite famous, that the mila actually protects the aver on a physical, biological level, because it's very possible that because of the heat and the rubbing in that area and so forth and so on, the ipush hazera, that sometimes the sperm becomes meupash, it disintegrates, and therefore it's very possible that hutzuchu limol harbi arelum shlo lishma, even though the goyim are not obligated in the midst of mila, many of them will go through mila because it's going to prevent certain infectious diseases. He doesn't mention that explicitly, but I think that's what he's referring to. And he says our mitzvah of mila therefore protects us from certain negoyim and machlos. And that's what Rav Nechemiah Masechet Nedarim, we keep going back to the Agadat in Nedarim, praises and emphasizes the significance of mila, and he says, Gedola mila shedochas ha-negoyim. Negoyim here becomes a symbol of infectious diseases. Tzoras is poreches ba'orla and kotzitza. So in this orla, this foreskin, there's tzoras, infectious diseases. And we're going to cut off that foreskin. And that's going to be a violation of Yishomer B'nega Tzaraas. And that's the greatness of Mila. That's Docha Tzaraas. That's what I asked you before. Why do you have to add that if you already established his Docha Shabbos, Kolshkein Tzaraas, which Tzitzas Baharis is only a lav, but it's a symbolic idea of being Docha Negoyim, of the Negoyim that represents Machla. And that's what as he disciplines and curbs his taiva, his desire for lust, he also diminishes his negoyim. And the Akedis Yitzchak offers still another pshat in the significance and the meaning of Mila. He says that Nitna li Avram Avinu Kodem sheyolid es Yitzchak v'chdei sheye tikuna mushash umutba v'kedimus kol adoros ahem. It was critical that before the creation, the production, and the procreation of all the generations from Avram and on, meaning with Yitzchak, etc., that there'd be a tikkun mushrash, there'd be a rectification on the spiritual level that is in the fundamentals, it's in the DNA structure, it's in the very shoresh and teva of the doros of Klal Yisrael, all that came after Avram, because they all come to the bris of Avram Avinu, the bris Mila. And therefore, lo nitna mitzvah zu, the chlal kol mitzvah shen not nitnu b'Sinai. This mitzvah was separated because way before Har Sinai, we were involved in the procreation that would bring about all the generations of the Jews. We needed that milah to establish the purity of the Jewish people from their inception of the people. And therefore, the Gemara Nedarim in the name of Rabbi Yeshua says, Gadol gedola milah. Mila shalom nitna lo le Moshe Rabbeinu aleh afilu sha'achas v'im heyos shekvar noda ma shekara lo le Moshe. Moshe's life was threatened, if not for the zrizus of Tzipora's wife, who immediately implemented the Mila, shalom himtin shetinosan al yodo keshara mitzvus, and Hashem did not wait for Moshe Rabbeinu and Har Sinai to give this mitzvah of Mila, but rather Miyad Asher Igia Esau led us as Yitzchak, immediately at the time of the birth of Yitzchak, Miyad Hashem gave this mitzvah, no room for delay, it's urgent, this is the beginning of Kedusha, the beginning of the Doros. And that's why the mitzvah of Mila is so early in the child's life, on Yom HaShmini. It's really the first day, he says, L'Havayoso Shebo Yotzim Echal Risa Gevarim. His body is complete. The parts of his members of his body are in the right place, so to speak. And that's why the Rambam says that immediately after that week, right away we have to do Mila. And he goes on to say, the Akedas Yitzchak, that Biladei Kol HaTo'eles HaMiyuchadim Shenizkru, in addition to all the other goals that we achieved that we've already mentioned in the past, he says Yesh Toels Gedola Mitzareyos Nasis B'Mitzvah Sabori Ki Echa B'Kol Mitzvah Shar Horoba. He says this is a great mitzvah that God commands us, and we are willing and eager to fulfill it. The Jewish people will fulfill this mitzvah for all generations, and even though we gain certain benefits, we're doing it for the sake of Hashem's mitzvah. He says, "Afal pishanim shu menu kol toelios and iskarim lo mipnei zeya oradim kol asosa." It's very wonderful that we have delineated and explicitly mentioned all these great advantages of being, but that's not why we do the mitzvah. We do the mitzvah because it's a divine command. We have to be dedicated to the mitzvahs. And the Gemara tells us in the Dharm, Gedola Mila Shel Mole Hi Lo Bara Kodesh Baruch Olomo. Because since the mitzvah Mila means and represents dedication to Hashem, loyalty to Hashem, that's why God created the world. And he adds one point, I think it's a major point at the end, I was very excited about this Toelis. He has all in total seven different purposes of Mila. And in number seven, he speaks about the fact that that we are actually spilling blood. But the Pasuk says, Hinei dam ha-bris asher karas Hashem imochem. There's a krisis bris. We find this in Zvachim, in Karbonos, with the concept of Zrikas Adam. And here too, with regard to Mila, we have the concept of we are ready for Karbon, we are ready to sacrifice ourselves. So the mitzvah of Mila really is an embodiment symbolically of sacrifice, in which we want to demonstrate and commit ourselves, everything, our bodies, our minds, everything is committed and dedicated to the loyalty to Hashem. And that's all represented by the Mila. Hinei Ra'isi concludes his presentation, Kol Shiva Satolios Ha'elu Misudoros. I have organized these seven, this enumerated list of seven advantages and benefits of Mila Echad, Li Echad. And we recite the Bracha Shakidesh Yedid Mi Beten. And Yiglu Leinecha Be'orizu Drosh V'Kabal Schar. He's begging us to study these different purposes, appreciate the mitzvah of Hashem, and appreciate the mitzvah of Mila. Now, we don't have time to discuss the difference between Mila Bizmana and Mila Shalo Bizmana. I would mention in Halacha that in Shulchan Aruch it says that even a Bris Shalo Bizmana after the eighth day still has to be by day, and in essence the Maisa Mitzvah is identical, nothing changed after the eighth day. But there may be room for pushing off Mila Shalo Bizmana. It might not be as urgent as Mila Bizmana. Clearly Mila Bizmana is urgent, and it has to be fulfilled immediately. And there's a discussion about the case of Mila and, I mean, Shalom Bizmana and Mila Bizmana, there's only enough time to implement one of these two babies, one of these two Milas. Who gets Kedima? As far as Lakan or Lakan, Mila Bizmana is a greater mitzvah. On the other hand, Mila Shalom Bizmana is absolutely urgent because we cannot push off the situation of being an Orel. And this is a basic question, whether the bittul asay of mitzvahs milah after the eighth day is every single day, every day that he doesn't circumcise himself, perhaps every moment that he pushes off the milah. Does milah shalom bizman have to be as soon as day breaks, you know, the morning and the early, vayashkabam or baboker? From Netzach Chama is the Iker Din milah. And then there's Zriza Makdimin Lemitzvahs, which should apply anytime he has the possibility of doing the Bris Mila. And therefore, we don't want to push off and delay a Mila Shalo Bizmana. In fact, the Poskim are not excited to push the Mila Shalo Bizmana after noon because of this double consideration. Number one, that the Iker Din Mila requires that we do it by at daybreak, and number two, because the general halacha of Zriza Makdim LeMitzvahs. And again, there's a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid about whether or not a person is chayav kares every minute that he delays the Mila, if it's Mila Shalo Bizmana. What comes first, Mila Shalo Bizmana or Pidgin HaBen? What are the dinim of Sudas Bris Mila in the case of Shalo Bizmana? How does it compare to the paradigm of Sudas Pidgin HaBen? And whether Mila Shalo Bizmana is Docha Shabbos, that's clear, it's not Docha Shabbos. But is there permission to do the Mila Shalo Bizmana on Thursday or Friday, or within 3 days of Yontif, knowing full well that he might have to, for the sake of the health of the child, violate the Shabbos and the Yontif? Okay, Rabosai, we're going to stop here. I want to take this opportunity to wish everyone a great Shabbos, Parshas Lech Lecha. We should be zochah not only to the Mila, that mitzvah, but all the meanings and the impacts and repercussions of that mitzvah, Kein Yiratzon. Amen. It should create a love and a harmony amongst the Jews, entering into 13 brisos with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amen.